Red Riding Hood, retold and illustrated by James Marshall. A long time ago, in a simple cottage beside the deep, dark woods, there lived a pretty child called Red Riding Hood. She was kind and considerate, and everybody loved her. One afternoon, Red Riding Hood's mother called to her. "Granny isn't feeling up to snuff today," she said, "so I've baked her favorite custard as a little surprise. Be a good girl and take it to her, will you?" Red Riding Hood was delighted. She loved going to Granny's, even though it meant crossing the deep, dark woods. When the custard had cooled, Red Riding Hood's mother wrapped it up and put it in a basket. "Now whatever you do," she said, "go straight to Granny's. Do not tarry. Do not speak to any strangers." "Yes, Mama," said Red Riding Hood. Before long, she was in the deepest part of the woods. "Ooh," she said, "this is scary." Suddenly, a large wolf appeared.
"Good afternoon, my dear," he said. "Care to stop for a little chat?"
"Oh, gracious me," said Red Riding Hood. "Mama said not to speak to any strangers." But the wolf had such charming manners.
"And where are you going, sweet thing?" he said.
"I'm on my way to visit Granny, who lives in the pretty yellow house on the other side of the woods," said Red Riding Hood. "She's feeling poorly, and I'm taking her a surprise."
"You don't say."